Hi, this is Did You Wash Your Hands? We're a podcast from WABE answering the questions everyone's asking during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm your host, health reporter Sam Whitehead. Today, amid calls for more widespread isolation measures, Governor Brian Kemp has issued a limited shelter-in-place order for people at risk of complications from the coronavirus.
During a pandemic, if you do too much and nothing happens, you overreacted. If you did too little and something happens, you create death and destruction.
Dr. Carlos Del Rio, who studies public health and infectious diseases at Emory University, joins me for a look at what the order might and might not do to stop the spread of the virus. That's next.
You love free, and at Ameris Bank, so do we. That's why we're proud to offer worry-free, hassle-free Ameris Bank free checking. Manage your money your way with convenient access to digital, mobile, and telephone banking, all with no monthly service fee or minimum balance requirements. At Ameris Bank, we're with you. For more information or to open an account, visit our local bankers in person or online at amerisbank.com/free checking. Other fees such as overdraft fees may apply. Ameris Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Support for WABE's local coverage on maternal health and mortality comes from Georgia Health Initiative, whose mission is to inspire and promote collective action that advances health equity for all Georgians. Learn more at GeorgiaHealthInitiative.org.
Yesterday, Governor Brian Kemp issued an executive order calling on certain individuals with an increased risk of complications from COVID-19 to shelter in place. It's an attempt to protect people who are vulnerable to the coronavirus from contracting it, but it might not be the most effective strategy to slow the spread of the virus. Dr. Carlos Del Rio studies public health and infectious diseases at Emory University. He joins me now to dig into what the governor's done. And to start, Dr. Del Rio, give me your reaction to Kemp's order. What do you think of it?
I have mixed feelings. I am happy that he's done this. It's better than nothing, but I'm disappointed that it's not enough. But I do also think about it as a first step. The governor is not saying, okay, this is it and I'm done. You know, as things evolve, he may change. He may advance this. And I can see the issue. I mean, there are many, the state is, it's hard to think about the entire state when many counties don't have cases or don't know they have cases. And until we scale up testing, you know, I can see his reluctance, but I would say if you are living in a city, and I mean a city anywhere over, you know, 5,000-10,000 people, the best thing you can do is go out as little as possible, keep that 6-foot distance from other people, do a lot of hygiene, and if, most importantly, if you're sick, stay home.
You point out something that I have seen a lot just when it comes to officials talking about this. There's maybe this substitution of we don't have confirmed cases with we don't have cases. Do we really have a clear sense of what the problem is?
You know, we don't. And that's the issue. We're flying blind here in this country because we haven't done enough testing. And look at New York. I mean, they have a lot of cases, but they've done a ton of testing. So when you do a lot of testing, you're going to find cases, right? And that's okay because it will allow us to do the kind of things we need to do, which is identify and isolate those that are infected.
There's been a lot of attention recently on flattening the curve. Is isolating people who are only medically at risk going to achieve that in any real way?
No. What flattens the curves is, I mean, at the end of the day, what we need to do is decrease transmission. The isolating those at risk is just decreasing the risk of those at high risk of complications. They're not a high risk of acquisition. They're high risk of complications, but you want to make sure that they don't get sick. But flattening the curve will only happen if we decrease the number of new infections.
Covering this from the start, it's been very interesting to see kind of the intersection of political leadership and public health. Is there a point at which trying to strike a balance politically, maybe by, say, not issuing any larger scale shutdowns, does have public health implications?
Well, you know, politics and public health are inextricably linked. But during a pandemic, you have to strike the balance in a way that you prevent the disease. And if you don't do that, if you try to go with, oh, you know, let's wait until something happens, you're in trouble. And that's what I worry about is that, quoting hockey giant, Wayne Gretzky, is not knowing where the puck is, it's knowing where the puck is going to be. You have to move ahead. You have to be where the next move is going to be. Because if you're only where you are right now, You're way behind.
It seems that the governor has really taken this posture of letting cities make decisions on their own about, say, issuing shelter-in-place orders. How will we, when will we see if that's enough?
That's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, you know, the can has been kicked down. So the president says let the governors do it. The governor said let the mayors do it, the state cities do it. Everybody's kicking down the can because nobody wants to make the tough decisions.
It seems like there is this fear among certain political leaders not to be seen as overreacting. What do you make of that?
You know, during a pandemic, if you do too much and nothing happens, you overreacted. If you did too little and something happens, you create death and destruction. So you have to decide, where do you want to be? Are you okay being criticized for overreacting? Or are you going to be okay with being, you know, held accountable for millions of deaths that could have been prevented? That's just a decision that has to be made.
This has been Did You Wash Your Hands? A production of 90.1 WABE Atlanta, where ATL meets NPR. You can send us questions, comments, or news tips at washyourhands@wabe.org. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find more stories on the coronavirus pandemic at wabe.org/coronavirus. If you haven't recently, now might be a good time to go wash your hands. I'm Sam Whitehead. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of mysteries. Are ghosts real? Is that yogurt expired? Hey, the unknown can be scary, but when you donate to WABE, you know where your money is going. Your gift supports the journalism that keeps you informed and the programs that pull back the curtain on complicated stories. Help us make the world less mysterious. Become a member now. Go online to wabe.org/donate, and thanks.